So I just thought of kind of how you've seen your game progress, even from the start of this season to where it is.
Yeah, I think it's been a slow and steady improvement, obviously. You know, last year I came in with pretty high expectations of myself, and, you know, I don't think I met those. And, you know, so this summer I really focused on improving different areas of my game, you know, certain ones that I thought, you know, I could really improve upon. And, you know, yeah, I think it's starting to show. You know, yeah, I feel like my confidence is kind of growing by the games. And, you know, I think we've really started to find some chemistry with our line. You know, for a big part of the season, playing with Army and Sean or, you know, Copper and Brandon Tanev. And, yeah, I think, you know, as a whole, you know, I've been happy with how my game's been progressing.
And you, before practice, you're frequently out there with Todd working on that that drill banking off of the I guess we'll call it the obstacle when it comes back to you. And your goal that was your 12th of the season was basically an exact byproduct of that. It kind of bounces off Grice's pad and comes back. What's it like to kind of see that kind of work that you're putting in really come through on the ice?
Yeah, it's always nice to be rewarded for the work you put in. I think, you know, Todd's done a great job working with a lot of us, you know, before and after practice on things you don't necessarily, you know, get to do too often in practice. You know, we have tight schedules, and, you know, there's other more important things to focus upon. But, you know, it's always nice to be able to get out there and, you know, you work with him and work on those things, you know, finding the pucks off goalies' pads. And, yeah, it was nice to, especially after we did that video, to see one go in right away.
Where's your confidence level at where you look at kind of, as you talked about, where you were last year to where you are this year, and, you know, some games you're up against some of the other better players in that shutdown role?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I think, you know, it's continuing to grow. You know, I still feel like I have a lot to learn and, you know, a lot to improve upon. And, you know, I think I can continue to get better. But, you know, each night and each time you go against those guys, and, you know, early on, I think last year you saw it, you know, sometimes we'd be really overmatched, and, you know, some nights it'd make for long nights. And now this year, I think, you know, we're starting to improve where, you know, some nights we're able to get the better of them and not just hold water, but, you know, create some momentum for our team and even chipping a little bit offensively. And, you know, I think as we improve as a team and, you know, our line improves, that's going to be something that's going to continue to happen.
How do you try and knock off this Minnesota team for the first time in your final opportunity out of five here?
Yeah, I think, you know, the last game, you know, I think we really liked how we started to come back and kind of shift the tide. And, you know, it was unfortunate that, you know, they scored that late goal to go up. But they're an extremely deep team, you know, up front and on the back end. And, you know, they have extremely good goaltending. So you're going to want to try and play as mistake-free hockey as possible against them. And, I think that's going to give us the best chance. You know, they're really rolling four lines, and, you know, they play with a lot of speed and they have a lot of size up front, and it's going to be a good test for us.